一个选择题，我们学习我们周五查经班的做法。
So before we begin today's sharing, I'd like to ask everybody a multi-choice question as well.
就根据圣经的记载，现在第一个基督徒的教会到今天成立了有多少年？我这个上头有四个答案。嗯，可能提示你，2025年，2000年，1992年，1776年，大家答得出来？你要
没
翻译一下吗？有。
有。It
哦，
means how
这个
many
是要很
years?
精确的哦。
Yeah, it is. It's not the year that was built. It means how many years has it been from now?
感谢主，是。
Thank
答
you.
案是在《使徒行传》的第二章，第一个教会是被大家公认的，是应该是在五旬节的时候，也是就是主基督耶稣复活升天以后，大概一周以后，圣灵降临，彼得和众使徒在耶路撒冷领3000人受洗。
Right, it's the answer in the Act chapter 2. The first Christian church was recognized by our believers began the day of the Mother's Day. Actually, this was about a week after our Lord Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. On that day, the Holy Spirit came, and Peter and the other apostles baptized about 3,000 people in Jerusalem.
所以下一个礼拜是什么日子啊？五旬节。
Next week's Pentecost.
谢谢赖培。根据圣经的记载，这就是在主后大概33年的左右的时候，主完成了地上的事工，回到天上。所有的答案呢，我们选择的是 C 1992年。
According to the Bible, Jesus completed his earthly ministry and returned to heaven around AD 33. So the correct answer will be C, 1992 years.
所以下个礼拜是生日啊，是教会的生日啊。
Next week, so the birthday of our church.
我们继续分享这个，分享这个《使徒行传》。《使徒行传》的第11章里头记载了耶路撒冷以外的外邦人的为主的第一个教会，也就是现在当今的这个叙利亚的安提阿，也就是使徒保罗的一个母会。
So after chapter 11 record a first church made of a Gentile believers outside Jerusalem. This church was in Antioch in present the day of Syria, in Syria, and later become the home church of the Apostle Paul.
在13章里头呢，记录了安提阿的这个教会在祷告当中受圣灵的感动，就派遣了巴拉巴和保罗外出宣教。
In chapter 13, the Antioch church was praying and worshiping, and the Holy Spirit led them to send out Barnabas and Paul for missionary work.
这是历史上第一次的由教会组织的外出的宣教的记录。
This is the first recorded example in history of a church formally sending missionaries.
巴拉巴和保罗呢？我用这个幻灯，就是巴拉巴保罗呢，从这个叙利亚的安提阿坐船到了塞浦路斯，这是巴拉巴的一个家乡。然后他们再乘船到了别加，这是进入了现在的土耳其的境内。然后从这里来到了另外一个安提阿，就是。这个土耳其的，现在土耳其的安提阿。
So Barnabas and Paul first traveled up by ship to Cyprus and Barnabas' hometown. They went to Perga, which is now called Turkey. From there, they came to another Antioch in Pisidia, which is in Turkey, but not this one, in Syria.
他们来到犹太会堂。保罗呢受邀请讲道，这是圣经里头记录了保罗的第一篇的讲道，记录在《使徒行传》第13章的16节到41节。
They went to the Jewish temple, and Paul was invited to speak. This is the first sermon Paul recorded in the Bible, found in Acts 13, 1641.
到下安息日，合城的人几乎都来聚集，要听神的道。但犹太人看见人这样多，就满心嫉妒，应播保罗所说的话，并且诽谤。保罗和巴拉巴放胆说：“神的道先讲给你们，原是应当的，只因你们弃绝这道，断定自己不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人。”
So 44 to 46, and the next is about almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy. They began to contradict what Paul was saying and heaped abuse on him. Then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly, "We had to speak the word of God to you first. Since you rejected it and do not consider yourself worth of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles."
我们今天的重点的经文是在13章的46节，就是保罗和巴拉巴放胆说神的道先讲给你们，原是应当的，只因你们弃绝这道，断定自己不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人去。
So our key verse today is verse 46. So then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly, "We had to speak to the word of God to you first. Since you rejected and do not consider yourself worth of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles."
借着这段经文，我今天和想大家分享三点：第一，神的道；第二，永生的道；第三个，不可气绝的道。
So, through these words, I'd like to share 3 points today. The first one, the way of God. Second, the way of eternal life. Third, the way that must not be rejected.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，谢谢赐我们话语。今天，孩子们渴求你在我们中间亲自传讲，愿圣灵光照，让我们都能打开我们的心，明白主的道。祷告是奉我主基督耶稣的名求，阿门。大家可能会想，保罗出生的第一篇先讲，讲了什么？为什么说这是神的道？
So some of us may wonder, what did Paul talk about in his first sermon? Why is it called the Word of God?
他首先回顾了以色列的历史，出埃及，进迦南，经过四师的时代，450年之后，终于行得合主心意的大卫王。
So first, Paul reviewed the history of Israel, outside Egypt, entering the land of Canaan, the time of Judges for about 450 years. And finally, find David, the king, after God's own heart.
这段历史对，无论是对犹太人也好，对我们基督徒来说也都是非常熟悉的。有什么新鲜的？
So the history is very familiar to both the Jewish people and us as well, Christian. So what's the news about it?
保罗呢提醒犹太人，实际上也在提醒今天的我们，这不只是人类历史上的一个片段，更是神宏大故事的一个部分。
So here, Paul reminded the Jews, he also reminded us today, that this is not just one part of human history, it's also part of God's greater story.
神向他的子民展示了拣选的恩典，他的奇妙的作为，他的精心的护理。
So God shows his people his grace in choosing them, his mighty works, and his careful guidance.
回顾我们自己走过的短短的人生，你有没有觉得主的手一直在牵引着我们呢？
So when we look at our own short lives, do we feel that the Lord's hand also been leading us all the way along?
更重要的是提醒我们不要松手，要天天紧紧拉着主的手。
So more importantly, we're reminded to not let it go, but hold tightly to the Lord's hand every day.
拉住那双有钉痕的手，
So hold on this nail-scarred hands.
那双手曾经摸过长大麻风的人，曾经扶起瘫痪的人。也为5000人掰过饼，他在 风浪中拉住快要下沉的彼得。
Those hands once touched the leper, lift up the paralyzed, broke bread for the 5,000, and reached out in the storm to catch Peter as he began to sink.
今天这双有钉痕的手拖着宇宙，也拖着你和我。
And today, those nail-scarred hands carry the universe. They are holding you and me as well.
保罗继续讲述，从这个人的后裔当中，就是大卫的后裔当中，神已经照着他所应许的，为以色列人立了一位救主，就是耶稣。
So Paul continued to say, from the man's descendants, God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus as he promised.
虽然有圣经的记载，有很多先知的预言和见证，但是世人也查不出他有什么，当时的罪来，但是还是让比拉多杀了他。
Even though the Bible revealed this, many prophets spoke about him, but even though people could find no reason for him to deserve death, they still asked Pilate to have him killed.
但是神却叫他从死里复活，神从叫他从死里复活。
But God raised him from the dead.
30节的这段经文非常短，但蕴含了巨大的能量，不能让我们想起在创世纪里头的第一句话：起初，神创造天地。
So this verse is very short, but it carries a great power. It reminds us of the first words of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
神造万物，现在是一个全新的创造，一个出死入生，而不是一个出生入死的一个新生命。
So God created all things before, and now He's doing a new creation, a new life that moves from the death to life. Not a life moved from the birth to death.
所以在38到39节里头，保罗说：“所以弟兄们，你们当晓得，赦罪的道是由这人传给你们的。”你们靠摩西的律法，在一切不得已称义的事上信靠这人，就得称义了。
So in verse 38 to 39, it says, and therefore, my brothers, so I want you to know that through Jesus' forgiveness, sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes it set free from every sin. Justification you are not able to obtain under the law of Moses.
这就是福音，这就是我们的盼望。
This is the gospel, and this is our hope.
这段信息大家都很熟悉了。彼得在五旬节的时候也大声的宣告：“主复活了，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
So this message is very familiar to all of us. On the day of Pentecost, Peter also proclaimed loudly that the Lord has risen.
”彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗。”叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受那所赐的圣灵。
So Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins." And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传这本书记录了初期教会的历史，从主的升天到保罗押送到罗马，时间的跨度大概有30年，一共有28章。
So the book of Acts records the history of the early church. It covers the time from Jesus' ascension to Paul being taken to Rome, a period of about 3 years. So and it has like 28 chapters.
1到7章主要发生在耶路撒冷，8到12章是在犹大全地和撒玛利亚主要的人物是彼得，是以耶路撒冷为中心，并开始的向外邦人的传福音的过程。
Chapter 1 to 7 mainly happens in Jerusalem, and 8 to 12 in Judah and Samaria. The main person now talk about is Peter, with Jerusalem as a center, and the gospel begins to reach the Gentiles.
13章之后，主要的人物是保罗，他把福音传遍了地中海，并扩展到欧洲。
After chapter 13, the main person talk about is Paul. He spreads the gospel throughout the Mediterranean world and into Europe.
从彼得 到保罗这两篇的讲道，一共时间相隔了12到14年，听众和地区也都有不同，但信息完全一致。
So Peter's sermon and Paul's sermon were preached about 12 to 14 years apart, although the audience and the location are different, but the message was the same.
今天快将近2000年以后，我们该先讲什么呢？复活的耶稣，耶稣是万有，也在万有之中。
So today, nearly 2,000 years later, what should we preach? So the risen Jesus, still, Christ is over all things and in all things.
快2000年过去了，就我们所看见的科技也好，人类文化和思想每天都在不断的进步。
So 2,000 years have passed from what we can see today. Technology, culture, and human thinking thoughts keep advancing every day.
不用像巴别塔那样一块砖的那个叠，
We don't
火
have
箭、航天飞机马上就可以瞬间就可以飞到太空。
to stack bricks one by one, and the rocket and space shuttles can reach space in a very short time.
人似乎也可以跟神一样，在创世纪的时候，只要一开口，那东西就送到家门口。
People seem able to do something like God did as creation. Just by speaking and calling, things can be delivered right in front of our door.
打仗不用再靠用石头，导弹箭牛一按就能够命中千里之外的目标。
So people no longer throw stones to defeat enemies, and with the push of a button, missiles can strike targets right far away.
AI 技术能让我们在瞬间里头就能够获得极大量的信息。
AI technology also can help us get almost any information momentarily.
这2000里头，我们也看到很多历史人物耀眼登场，有很多的哲学理论、宗教也激起了火花，也曾经引起人心的共鸣。
So over these 2,000 years, many historical figures also appeared and shaped the world. Many philosophies and religions also got risen, sparked interest, and also moved other people's hearts.
但不管是彼得、是保罗，还是今天的我们，我们传讲的就是耶稣，因为他就是真理、道路和生命。
Whether it was Peter, Paul, or us today, the message is still about Jesus because he's the truth, the way, and the life.
真理是什么？比拉多问耶稣。
What is the truth? Pilate asked Jesus.
很清楚，对于比拉多来说，前世就是真理。既然你在我面前受审，你在我的手中，我就是真理。
Is it clear that for Pilate? So power was the truth. As you are standing on the trial before me, you are in my hands, so I decide what the truth is.
从大陆来的都清楚地记住这句话：实践是检验真理的唯一标准。
So those like us who come from mainland China also remember these things as well. Practice is the only standard for testing truth.
今天这句话用在美国再合适不过了。选票、股票和社交媒体上的这个流量，就是成了真理的检验的标准了。
So today, this idea also fits America very well. Like our votes, stock price, and social media have become the standards by which people judge the truth.
弟兄姐妹们、朋友们，这是我们值得追求的真理吗？
Brothers and sisters, is this the truth we should pursue?
作为基督徒，我们为什么对圣经、对我们所信的耶稣有信心呢？
So as Christians, why do we have a confidence in the Bible?
而不会像世人，甚至像耶稣的他的自己的弟兄们都讽刺耶稣说：“如果你行的这些事，就把自己显明给世人看吧。”因为他们说这些话的时候，是因为不信耶稣。
So why are we not like the world or like Jesus' own brothers who once mocked him and said, if you do these things, show yourself to the world because they did not believe in him.
什么是神的道？是神的话语、神的律法与教导，是神的福音，是关于耶稣、关于悔改与救恩的信息。
So what's the word of God? It's God's words, God's law, and God's teaching. It's the gospel of God, the message about Jesus, about the repentance, and about salvation.
圣经一共有66卷书，有40位作者，历时了1500年编写而成的。
The Bible has 66 books written by about 40 authors over a period of about 1500 years.
尽管每个作者的这个背景和写作历史都相差很大，但信息却是贯穿一致的。就一句话，神爱世人。
Even though authors came from very different backgrounds and live in different times, the message is one and the same: God loved the world.
神一直在呼唤他的人归向他，神也借着他的话语，也借着在以色列的历史上所展现的这些神迹，也借着先知的讲话，如今更通过他的独生子主基督耶稣来到我们世间，就是为了拯救失丧的灵魂。
So God has always been calling people to turn back and come to Him. He spoke through His word, through the miracle show in the history of Israel, and through the other prophets. Now He's been speaking to us most clearly through His one and only Son, the Lord Jesus, who came to the world to save lost souls.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God loved the world so much that he gave his own son, the only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but will have eternal life.
保罗警告说：“只因你们弃绝这道，断定自己不配得永生。”
Paul warned them, saying, Since you rejected this message, you judge yourself unworthy of eternal life.
什么是永生？这不单单是我们基督徒关心的一个问题。
So what is eternal life? This is not only the question Christian like us care about.
2周以前，我读到一篇的短文，引用了《纽约时报》的一则报道。去年9月份的时候，俄罗斯的总统普京和习近平通过翻译交谈的时候，意外流出了一段关于永生的对话。
2 weeks ago, I read a short article that quoted a report from the New York Times shown here. It said last September, during a conversation between Russian president and the China president, so overheard having an informal discussion about the topic of eternal life.
这不仅是高科技时代，人们试图在追求这个长生不老，历代的哲学家、宗教也都在不同的角度探讨什么是永生。
So this shows eternal life. It's just not just a modern about modern technology trying to make people live longer. But also throughout history, philosophy and religions also explore the meaning of this.
什么是永生？认识你，独一的真神。并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
What is this listen to our life in John 17:3? Now this is eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and to know Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
英文用的是 eternal life。耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹到他的鼻子、鼻孔里。他就成了有灵的活人。
So in Genesis 2:7, the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril a breath of life, and the man became a living being.
今天，耶稣得了从父神那来的权柄，管理凡有血气的，将永生赐给父神所赐予他的人。
So today, Jesus received authority from God the Father. He has authority over all people, and he gives eternal life to those whom the Father has given to him.
主基督耶稣亲自为永生下了定义。
The Lord Jesus himself gave us a definition of eternal life.
永生不仅是长久活着，更是以神的性情有份，是取之不尽、用之不竭的丰富的生命。这生命就是主基督耶稣自己。
Eternal life is not only living forever. It's a sharing God's nature, a rich and abundant life that never runs about. The life, this life is Christ Himself.
我们认识耶稣，认识神，就能够分享神儿子的生命，也就有了永生。
When we know Christ and know God, we share in the life of God's Son, and that's what eternal life is.
这个认识 在原文当中，它是一个像夫妻之间的一种亲密关系的同一个词。因此，这个不是只是知识上的认识，而是一种建立亲密关系的一种彼此的这种互动。
So the word "know" in the original language is the same word used to describe the close relationship between the husband and the wife. So this knowing is not just a knowledge in the mind, but a deep personal relationship with interaction and fellowship.
这是今生实验就可以享用的。我们如果要在今生就经历永生，就必须更多的认识基督耶稣，经历神。
So this eternal life is something we can enjoy even now in this life. If we want to experience eternal life more fully today, we must know Christ more and experience God more.
亚当在伊甸园失败了，从埃及出来的第一批的以色列人也倒闭在旷野。但耶稣却在禁食40昼夜、极端饥饿的状态底下，战胜了魔鬼的试探。
So Adam fell in the Garden of Eden. The first generation of Israelites who left Egypt fell into the wilderness. But Jesus, after fasting for 40 days and nights, and being extremely hungry, defeated the devil's temptations.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。不可试探主。你的神，当拜主，你的神，单要侍奉他。
So, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. Worship the God your God. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
这就是拥有永生的生命的特质，它是不为的这个环境所左右。要单单的信靠、顺服我们的主，所以，我们基督徒不仅是对将来有盼望，更应该当下活出永生的生命。
So this is the character of eternal life, not being controlled by environments, but trusting and obeying the Lord alone. So as a Christian, we should not only have hope for the future, but also live out the life of eternal life here and now.
1820年3月份。Fanny Crosby 生在纽约州，在她出生不到6个星期的时候，因为医生的误诊，导致了她终身的失明。
So in March 1820, there's a human called Fanny Crosby was born in New York State. When she was only 6 weeks old, a doctor's mistake caused her to become blind for the rest of her life.
虽然遭遇了如此的不幸，Fanny Crosby 却在她的自传中说。虽然那是医生的粗心大意所造成的失误，但神从不误事。
Even after such a great tragedy, she wrote in her autobiography, "Although this is a mistake caused by the doctor's carelessness, God never makes mistakes."
我深信这是他的美意，他要在我生理上过着黑暗的日子，以使我能够更专一、更单纯地歌颂、赞美他，并激励别人。也随着赞美他。
She truly believed it was God's good plan for her to live in the physical darkness so that she can more fully and simply sing praise to him and encourage others to praise him as well.
如果不是我失明的话，我就会被其他的美好的事物所吸引，我也就不能写出数以千计的圣诗，让世界各地的人参与歌颂。
So, if she had not been blind, she would have been distracted by many beautiful things around her, and she would not have been able to write songs and allow people all over the world to join in praising God.
在他95岁的生涯当中，Fanny Crosby 创作了9000多首的圣诗，被翻译成200多种语言。
So during her 95 years alive, she wrote more than 9,000 songs, which has been translated into over 200 languages.
至今，仍然有很多的诗歌在教会里头被千万的人的传唱，成为无数人的快乐与祝福。
Even today, many of her songs are still sung by millions of people in church around the world, bringing joy and blessing to us.
弟兄姐妹们，
It takes 90
这孤
seconds
独的
for
信
this
徒，
NASA-engineered AC cool down your
想
room.
用几分
It's
钟来
smaller than
分
a
享 Fanny
toaster,
Crosby
cools
一
any room
一
in
首
90 seconds, and uses just
令
a
人泪下的
fraction of
诗。
the energy
大
of
家
a
应该
regular
清楚记得
AC.
我们在什么
This
时候。
incredible invention was built by two.
So, brothers, sisters, I feel like to spend a few minutes to share this Very moving songs by her. I believe we all remember when the last time we sang this song together.
我来念歌词。这个诗歌比较长，有7分钟、7、8分钟。那我要把歌词：一路我由救主引领，城府的事物何必求？难道我还疑他爱情？毕生既由他拯救。神安慰，属天的生活，凭信我可从他得。我深知道凡事临我，他有美意不必测。
Other way, my Savior leads me. Why should I look for empty things? Why should I doubt His love? When He has saved me all my life, He gives me holy comfort and heaven life. By faith, I receive all this from Him.
一路我从救主引领，鼓励我每走一步路，供我食粮，保我生命，帮助旅途虽然力不能支，心灵虽然渴了，前面就是凡事喜乐和谐。
Other way, my spirit is hurt me from every step. If this life is my life, help me from every hardship. The journey is tiring. My soul is thirsty. The walk is right before me.
I 我到天的家庭，但荣耀出去，光明处，我要永远唱此家庭，能他引领我的路。
Other way, my silver leads me. Oh, how full and great is love! I will reach my heaven. I will keep my promise. My soul will not a glorious body. My in the light of heaven. I will be with God forever. My spirit has led me in front of me.
因为这些是大概要8分钟的时间，我就不，这是他的诗词。你愿意盟主来引导你人生的路吗？
Are you willing to let the Lord guide your life journey?
你愿意永远唱此佳绩，一路我由救主引领吗？
Are you willing to sing this song forever, all the way my Savior leads me?
亲爱的朋友，请你不要错过这此道，因为这是神的道，是永生的道。
Dear friends, please do not easily miss this message because this is the words of God and the words of eternal life.
这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传的主信主的道。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
This word is not far from you, it's in your mouth and your heart. The message we proclaim about faith in the Lord. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
有意思的是，这些在土耳其的安提阿的犹太人，他们为什么拒绝保罗和巴拉巴呢？
So it's interesting to ask, why did the Jews in Antioch in Turkey reject the Paul and Barnabas?
犹太的领袖反对保罗的原因，不是出于理性，也不是根据真理，而是因为看到保罗大受欢迎，所以满心嫉妒。
The Jewish leaders did not reject Paul because of reason or truth. They rejected him because they saw Paul was very popular and they were filled with jealousy.
今天我们当然不会因为看到教会里头有很多人听到，我们就产生了嫉妒，从而不信主。
Today, of course, we would not refuse to believe just because more people came to church to hear the message.
但是实际上，当年这些犹太人那种不信的内心，这个根源，它的根和我们今天不愿意承认基督耶稣是完全一样的。
But the inner reason for unbelief in those Jewish leaders is actually the same as why many people today still refuse to accept Jesus.
这些犹太领袖的这个宗教的观点，他们受到了严重的挑战和冲击。耶稣曾经对尊敬的法利赛人的长者尼哥底姆说：“你们必须重生。
So their religious beliefs were deeply challenged. Jesus once said to Nicodemus, the respective Pharisee, you must be born again.
”这是一个要经历生产之苦的一个生命的改变，是一个放弃自我、转向神的一个过程。
So this means a deep life change, a painful process like childbirth, turning away from self to turning to God.
这是一个要放弃已经非常舒适、安稳的日子，要走向一个背起十字架的一个天路历程。
It means giving up a comfortable and secure life and walking a heavenly path that carries the cross.
今天，不管人们对圣经、对基督教有什么不同的理论和批评，但根本上，这和当年和这些犹太领袖的内心的骄傲是一回事。
So today, people may have different opinions, theories, criticism about the Bible and the Christianity, but as a root, this is the same as a pride in the hearts of those Jewish leaders long time ago.
照片上的这一本书的名字叫《重生》（Born Again）。
The book shown in this picture is titled Born Again.
这个书的作者是 Charles Colson，他是一位资深的一个律师，也是美国第37任总统尼克松的特别的顾问。
The book author is Charles Cousin. Charles Cousin was a senior lawyer and also a special advisor to the 37th U.S. President Richard Nixon.
在臭名昭著的这个水门事件中，他是关键的人物，他是被称为尼克松的一个政治的打手，他被政敌视为一个非常阴险、冷酷、不择手段的人。
During the well-known Watergate scandal, he was one of the key figures. He was often called Nixon's political enforcer, was seen by opponents as someone who was harsh, cold, and willing to do anything to win.
1973年，就在水门事件在发酵的期间，马上要被揭发出来的时候，有一天他去拜访他的一个老朋友，叫 Tom Phillips。Tom Phillips 就向 Carson 传讲了耶稣基督的福音，并且送给他一本由剑桥大学的著名的学者 C.S. Lewis，我们也都是非常熟悉的这本书《返璞归真》。
In 1973, so while the Watergate scandal was unfolding, Carson invited old friends named Tom Phillips. Phillips shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with him and gave him a book written by the famous Cambridge scholar C.S. Lewis. It's called Mere Christianity.
Philip 呢，还特地从这个书里头挑了一段话，跟他一块分享。
Phillips also read to Carson a pass message from the book about the pride.
这就是我们这个旁边的这一段话，我给大家读一遍：自傲引向其他的邪恶，是完全抵挡神的心理状态。只要你心怀骄傲的时候，你就不能够认识神。骄傲的人总是往下看人和事，当往下看的时候，你自然就不能看到上边的。骄傲是灵性的癌症，它侵蚀你的爱和满足的可能，以致失去普通的常识。
So in English, pride leads to many other sins. It's a state of mind that is completely against God. As long as a person is proud, that person cannot truly know God. A proud person always looks down on others and other things. When you keep looking down, you cannot see what's above you. Pride is like a spiritual cancer. It destroys your ability to love and to be satisfied, and even take away simple common sense.
当天晚上，Carson 坐在菲利普家的门口，深受圣灵的感动。 决定悔改信主。
That night, Carson sat in the car outside Philip's house. He was deeply moved by the Holy Spirit and decided to repent and believe in the Lord.
第二天，他给国会山的这个牧师打电话，想要说表示要受洗的时候，那牧师吓得把电话赶快挂掉。
The next day, when he called the pastor in DC to see if he would want to be baptized, the pastor was so shocked when he heard God's name and he had a phone right away.
他绝对不敢相信像 Carson 这样的人会信主，就像《使徒行传》里头亚纳第九章里头亚纳尼亚一听到保罗的声音，简直不可听到是保罗的。要信主简直是不可思议。
The pastor simply could not believe that someone like Carson could become a Christian. It was similar to Acts chapter 9 when Ananias first heard the name Saul of Tarsus and found it hard to believe.
信主被福音改变的生命的 Carson，在出庭受审的那一天，他在法庭上勇敢承认自己的罪。
After his life was changed by the gospel, on the day Carson appeared in court, he openly and bravely confesses guilty before the judge.
他自动的放弃了使用陪审团为他自己辩护的权利，这一个举动让法庭的上下大感意外。
He also gave up his right to be defended by the jury, a decision that greatly surprised everyone in the courtroom.
在监狱里头，他拒绝任何的特殊的待遇，服从一切的分配。他在洗衣房洗衣服、洗内衣、洗内裤、袜子。
So when he was in prison, he refused any special treatment and accepted all assignments. Even he served in the laundry room, the washing the dirty clothes and the socks.
但他坚持读经、祷告，他坚信自己所处的环境有神的美意，他相信神带他到监狱，也是要成全神的旨意。
He continued to read the Bible and pray. Believing firmly that God had a good purpose for his situation, he believed that God led him into prison in order to fulfill his will.
Carson 在1976年，他创办了监狱团契。
In 1976, Carson even founded a prison fellowship.
这是他的网页。50年后的今天，就光在美国就有45000人的这个义工为这个prison 的fellowship。他的影响力通过电台、广播、出版，影响到88个国家，进入了全世界的600多座监狱里头。
So today, there are around 45,000 volunteers working in the United States alone. And through radio publications, his influence has reached 88 countries and more than 600 prisons worldwide.
这是成千上万的这个囚犯听到了福音，悔改得救，而且帮助了无数的家庭，也通过义房的施工，使很多人避免进到监狱里头。
Through his ministry, thousands of prisoners heard the gospel, repented, and saved. He also helped countless families through prevention programs and also helped many people avoid going to prison.
为此，Carson 一生里头赢得了多个的荣誉的博士学位。2008年的时候，他荣获当时的总统George W. Bush 颁发的总统公民奖章，以表彰他对社会的卓越的贡献。
Throughout his life, Carson received many honorary and doctoral degrees. In 2008, he was awarded the Presidential Citizen Medal by President George W. Bush in recognition of his outstanding contribution to society.
这是监狱团契里头的一段话，大家可以，这是英文里头，这是底下中文的翻译。
So here's a sentence from the Prison Fellowship website.
我们相信耶稣能够改变人的生命，即使在铁窗之后。
We believe that Jesus can change lives even behind prison bars.
是的，铁窗之后不只是监狱，很多的时候，铁窗之后是我们的内心。
Behind the prison bars, not only about prisons, very often also describe our hearts.
我们的自私， 我们的骄傲，我们的妒忌，我们的攀比，我们的焦虑，我们的忧郁，我们对名和利地位的执着，人性中的软弱，罪的死亡，都像一道道无形的铁窗，把人困住。
Our selfishness, pride, jealousy, comparison, anxiety, anger, depression, our attachment to status, success, and reputation, and the weaknesses, sin, and death in human nature are like invisible prison bars that trap people like us.
但耶稣基督就是那位拉开铁窗、释放生命的道路。他说：“我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命。
Jesus Christ is the one who opened the prison bars and set life free. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
”只要来他的面前，就能够得到真正的自由平安。朋友们，请不要错过。
When we come to him, we can receive true freedom and peace. Friends, please do not miss this.
我们低头祷告，
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
您在沙漠开江河，在旷野开道路。你的道路高过人的道路，你的意念高过人的意念。
You make rivers in the desert and roads in the wilderness. Your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
求你帮助我们一生不偏左右，行在你的正道上，使我们在你里边有真正的平安、真正的自由与盼望。
Please help us all our lives not to turn to the right or to the left, but walking your true way, so that in you we may receive true peace, freedom, and hope.
祷告是奉主基督耶稣得胜的名求，阿门。
Amen.